the decision by the USDA to allow some imports from parts of Brazil and Argentina does not sit so well with the NCBA. Tell me about that.
No, it doesn't sit well with us because USDA, specifically the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS, did not do enough risk management. They did not do enough on the process and the procedures in order to prove to us that we don't have anything in the domestic industry to worry about. And that's concerning because both of those countries, Brazil and Argentina, still have an issue with foot and mouth disease, one of the most contagious diseases that we deal with in the cattle industry. And more concerning is the fact that we know that the virus that causes foot and mouth disease can travel on fresh and frozen product. This is a case where our own government was looking out more for a foreign entity than it was for their domestic producers.
The USDA says that it has done adequate risk assessments and has determined that there will be no trouble from FMD from the areas that they have chosen from which to import. So is there any level of import-export that can take place from these countries that you might be comfortable with?
And that's a great point, a great question, Tom. When you look at Uruguay, which is a country in that general area in South America, they also have an issue with foot and mouth disease. But when USDA went down to approve the exports into the United States from that country, they did what was called a quantitative risk assessment, where you actually dig into the facts and the figures and the numbers. They did not do that with Brazil and Argentina. They did what's called a qualitative risk assessment, where they just kind of look at trends to see what's going on down there. In fact, the document they released this week, they even admitted that there wasn't enough documentation or enough facts and figures from those two countries to do a quantitative risk assessment, which concerns us. And also when you look at Uruguay, the APHIS inspectors went down and did site visits to see what was actually going on in that country, going on in the plants that wanted to export into the United States. We have been told that APHIS did the same in Brazil and Argentina, but they didn't do any written reports like they did in Uruguay and like they should have done. So there's no way for us as the industry to review it. And then when we asked for the documentation that they used for Brazil and Argentina, they gave us documents that were in Portuguese and in Spanish with no translations. So again, our concern is they have usurped this process just to provide a political gem for the president to give to the president of Brazil while she's in Washington, D.C. this week.
So you say the motivations may be political?
We think they're all political because there is no reason why the United States Department of Agriculture, who is supposed to be looking out for our interest, is brushing our concerns aside in order to hand this present to the Brazilians.
It is rare that the NCBA and RCAF USA are on the same side of an issue. So what does that tell you about this particular issue?
Well, I think it says volumes that there are concerns about the lack of effort by USDA to protect the domestic producers. When you look at NCBA in particular, we have been long proponents of trade, and we know that there are international protocols that can be put in place to allow trade with countries that have disease pressures. We tried to use those same protocols once we had BSE here in the United States. But this is not necessarily about that issue. It's more about the lack of attention to detail by our own government in going through this process. They did just a cursory review when they should have done a very intensive review of both Argentina and Brazil.
At this point in the process, what's it going to take for the NCBA to be satisfied or comfortable with this?
Well, we're still trying to stop these rules. We've made it very clear to USDA that they need to go back and do the quantitative risk assessment, and if the documents aren't there for them to actually do it, then they need to question just exactly what kind of commitment we have from Brazil and Argentina to meet the requirements to keep our domestic herd safe. And we also want them to go back down and do site visits. We would love for them to invite the industry so we could go along with them, but ultimately we need them to give us written reports on what they have seen. This disease is too serious, too big of a threat to us to allow politics to trump good science, because we know if we have a reintroduction of foot and mouth disease in this country, overnight we will lose probably all of our export markets, the consumer will lose confidence in the product, and we will see a lot of cattle producers that will just flat go broke.